You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. And you're hearing A Man is a Man by South Shore musician Lee Zangari. Lee is WBUR's favorite from the local submissions to NPR's 2022 Tiny Desk Contest. And they'll be playing tonight with their Mountain Dulcimer at WBUR City Space. I sat down with Lee and WBUR arts and culture reporter Amelia Mason this week to talk about music, and I asked Lee why they chose to submit A Man is a Man to Tiny Desk.
Yeah, well, I agonized over it, like right up until the very last minute. I was like, okay, so am I going to do A Man is a Man or a different one? I don't know. I knew I wanted to do a song on the dulcimer. I also play the guitar, but the dulcimer is my favorite thing to play, and it's kind of a special thing that I do. And eventually I went with A Man is a Man because I just love to sing it. It's really enjoyable for me to sing. I think because there are so many dynamics in it, and because it has, to me, like a really straightforward emotion that I can really just immerse myself in, and I have a really good time.
There is something really, I'm going to lean into my laypersonness here, right? As a listener, there is something deeply resonant about it. Like, I want to hit the notes with you because I want to feel like, I want to feel what they feel like inside of me to sing them. And I wonder, as you were writing it and you talk about wanting to perform it, did you surprise yourself with how the song felt?
Yeah, this was a song that I wrote pretty quickly. This was a one-dayer. And sometimes those songs end up being your best work, I think, when you sit down with the instrument and you go, okay, I'm just going to have a good time. I'm going to write whatever comes out. I'm going to put whatever I was struggling with to the side and then just write, because you end up following your instincts and doing something that's really natural. And that's what it ended up being, which was like, it's so simple.
Vanished in the night, and then things would be all right.
But a man. Now, before I bring Amelia into this conversation, let us talk about this instrument of which you speak, this dulcimer.
Yes.
Not like the one you see at Guitar Center, right? It's not hanging on the wall with the basses and the, you know, the acoustics. It's a special kind of dulcimer. So maybe first dulcimer and then the one you use.
A lot of time when people hear dulcimer, they think of a hammer dulcimer, which is totally different. This is a mountain dulcimer or an Appalachian dulcimer, and the dulcimer that I play actually has two extra frets. A dulcimer has diatonic frets, so the frets just go do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and I have two sneaky extra notes that I can play on mine. And that's relatively recent, because I used to play a different dulcimer, so since I got this one, like, my ability to write has just expanded exponentially, even with just those two extra notes that I can play.
So it sort of looks like a guitar, but this one is flat on your lap, right? And how many strings?
Mine has four strings. Sometimes they have three, sometimes they have five, depending on which strings are doubled, but it is just three notes.
And then you play it the way you might see someone play a steel guitar, like flat on the lap.
Yes, very similar. It has no neck.
So Amelia, I'm going to turn to you. You wrote, quote, "What are the ingredients to a good song? Like a homemade tomato sauce, best not to overcomplicate it, a simple chord progression, a singable melody, a touch of dissonance but not too much, a bridge that isn't trying too hard, a refrain that deepens the longer you listen," end quote.
You just picked one of my favorite lines.
So talk about it.
I just really like pasta. No. I was thinking a lot about, you know, what it takes to write a good song, because we were thinking a lot about that, the way I run this sort of choosing of the favorite local entries to the national contest. We have a panel, we all listen, and we try to judge based on, like, the quality of songwriting as much as the performance. So, like, these are original songs, what makes it good? And I think that Lee writes really compelling melodies. And they just hang out in your ear, and you don't need anything more than just that, like, very simple thing that Lee is plucking out on the dulcimer. It's very repetitive underneath, and then, like, the notes that Lee is singing kind of go in unexpected places, which I do love about it.
that's the great thing. Well, one of the many great things I think about the dulcimer is because it's so simple, you physically cannot overcomplicate what you're playing.
Well, and you've said that when it was your father that gave you the mountain dulcimer to play, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I will never be able to play an instrument. I wouldn't possibly be any good at this.
Yeah. I had tried to learn the guitar and I was just too intimidated by it. And I thought my hands were too small, you know. You see that huge gulf between you as a beginner and what you should sound like or what you would ideally sound like or what people who are actually good at it sound like. And with the dulcimer, it was in my hands and I had never seen one before. I didn't know what it was supposed to sound like. I didn't even know how you were supposed to hold it. And so everything that I played was like I had invented it. It was like it was the first time anybody had ever figured out that you could put your hand in this place and make this sound. And so you get back to that childlike place of just making noise. And now I do play the guitar because it knocked me out of that mindset.
I want to mark you talking about sort of the beginner to now, because we're going to come back to that in a second. But before we do, Amelia, so these are the 2022 entries, right? So 2023 will actually happen soon. Those entries are in soon. NPR will announce all of that. But in the meantime, as I understand it, it wasn't that hard a pick for the team.
I know. It was a rare convergence, I think. Sometimes it's usually five people on this panel and they're like musicians and like music journalists. And everyone comes with like a different favorite after they've like listened through all the entries from Massachusetts. And this one, I don't think every single person had picked it as their number one when they came in, but once it was singled out by someone and that person had been like, I think the quote was like, this is a patient song. You have to sit with it. And then once you do it, really, it's kind of mesmerizing and it gets in your brain. But also the lyrics, I think, are really interesting. And they are at once very direct and also kind of poetic. And they're exploring themes that I think are a little abstract, but make them very fun to kind of think about.
So it is interesting to me to listen to Weatherman, which is your 2018 entry, mm-hmm. and listen to your 2022 entry. Now, I'm going to mark for our listeners, you performed Weatherman for us here. So we're hearing 2023 Lee Zangari playing the 2018 submission.
Yes.
So we're hearing the 2023 musician, but still it's a 2018 song or earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear some of that now.
My job is I'm the weatherman for Channel 62. And I wanna get together, man, but it's really up to you. We'll try for Tuesday.
But when I hear this, there is an innocence to it, yes, but also a little bit of a childishness to it that seems to have disappeared in by the time we get to A Man is a Man. And it seems to a listener, and I'm just a listener, that there is a more sophisticated understanding of personhood that's beginning to emerge in these two, between person number one and person number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what our listener doesn't necessarily hear is the more sophisticated musician that we hear from the 2018 entry to the 2022 entry as well, from a listener's standpoint. So I will just put that all on the table, and I'll be very comfortable if you come back and say, you have no idea what you're talking about, or if you say, no, I think there's something to that, but you know, sort of respond to all of that.
Yeah, so the Weatherman was my 2018 Tiny Desk entry, but I actually wrote it years before that. I wrote it in my college dorm room. Like, it's not a song of childhood, but I may have been like 21, and it was one of the earliest songs that I wrote on the dulcimer. And when I wrote it, I actually struggled to play it. I remember having to really practice it a lot to try and get that consistent, and now I don't even think about it. I find that my relationship to songs changes over time. They start to mean different things, and they can also be a way of like returning to a older time. And I want to have respect for what I was feeling at one time or another. And I think people, I hope, will kind of feel that patchwork.
When I went to interview Lee for the article that I wrote, I asked very pointedly, because I think a lot of the panelists, we had a similar take of a man is a man, is a man said he, as far as I can see, which I think if you are sort of tuned into the conversation around gender today, evoked some of that. And I knew that Lee used they, them pronouns. I didn't know how they identified, but I was like, I wonder if this has anything to do with gender identity. And then I asked you that. And you said, yes, but also I was thinking, I mean, maybe you can, I don't know if you remember the answer you had. Do you want to?
Yeah, I think it is, it can be about gender, but it's not exclusively about gender, which is also the case, I think, with gender.
Yeah.
And like when I, at different times when I sing it, it means different things to me. And I'm totally comfortable with it meaning different things to different listeners. I think there are a lot of contexts in which we could feel that kind of emotion where I can imagine this other way of being and you can't, and why can't you?
Yeah, and then like the lyrics that come after, like that are not in that refrain are about I could be some animals or like things in nature. And so that's the poetic part that like I think makes the more literalness of the refrain kind of go in this other imaginative place that Lee's sort of referred to just now of like, it can also just be about imagining what it would be to be other than you are.
I could be a pigeon.
And I think it's really beautiful. It's also very evocative in a way that I think it's very easy to digest. I could be this or that, and that is a very, I think, deceptively simple way of exploring a really complicated topic.
It makes me think, in the way the two of you are talking about it, it makes me think of that sort of the trick of the Mona Lisa smile, right? That each person who sees that smile may ascribe very different things to what they think Mona Lisa is thinking based on what's going on in their own heads and their own lives. And
yeah,
it feels like to me, to some extent, the invitation of art. When you choose to put your art out in the world, you give up control, maybe happily, maybe not, but to how other people choose to experience it. Do you feel like an artist, Lee, at this stage in your own development as a musician?
I came from writing poetry, I came from writing stories, and then also being a singer. Like, I take it very seriously in the sense of being art, but also the fun thing about music is that you can say, well, it's just a song. It's the lightest thing in the world. We're just playing tunes. So you have kind of both of those attitudes at once.
So now tell me about the City Space event.
It's going to be me and also Pratik and Eleanor Electra, two other local folk artists. We're all really different from each other, but we kind of come out of the same community of musicians. So I'm really excited for us all to be on that stage together.
We'll close with a little bit more of your music. Lee, tell me about this song.
This song is called Running Back in Time, and it includes quotes from the Book of Job.
Why Job?
I really like the Book of Job.
Why?
It has a reputation for being a bummer, deserved, but it also has really, really beautiful poetry. I think when we approach it with like this really clenched jaw, and we miss the beauty.
Some kind of a cone, or a psalm, or a diatribe. The train is late, it's early now, it's running back in time.
Musician Lee Zangari, along with WBUR arts and culture reporter Amelia Mason. Lee was WBUR's favorite local entry in the 2022 NPR Tiny Desk Music Contest. Lee will play tonight at WBUR City Space. The event starts at 7 p.m. Amelia Mason recommends hearing it live and in person, so you can find more information and get tickets at wbur.org/events. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening on behalf of the whole team. And join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
Diatribe. The train is late, it's early now, it's running back in time. whole world would pay to be done with all that I was born on my mother's back. I met a juggler in leather gloves. They tossed the balls too fast to see. They say it's your turn to be in love, to taste a honey cake as wonderful as Eden. And I stand in the snow trying to fight some kind of a groan or the sigh of an anchorite. The train is late.